You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today I was going to lead off with what's happening with the U.S. Patriot Act and the fact that Section 215 of this act is up for renewal on 1 June, which is only a couple of weeks away. But before I do that, and I might spend most of the time on another story before I go over that, because the National Security Agency is spying on the American people. They'll deny it and deny it and deny it, but they are collecting every single email, video, photo, anything that you send a message or communicate over the internet, as well as the telephone lines, as well as other means, have been collected and are now stored in several data centers across the United States, one being in Bluffdale, Utah, another in San Antonio, and they're building a huge one at the National Security Agency headquarters, and it'll be about 2 to 3 times those other facilities. So I'm going to get to that story, but there's another story that's a lot bigger, and I really wanted to cover that first, and that is the announcement by Hillary Clinton of her position on immigration. Now, a number of people have said this is to the left of Barack Obama, and this is to the left of Jeb Bush. I keep saying Jeff. It's Jeb Bush, the former governor of Florida that's running, or will be announcing shortly, that he's running for president. He's locked up a lot of campaign contributions. He is the establishment candidate, and because of that, he's locked up a lot of the money from the so-called donor class or donor base. And it looks like right now that the race will be between Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush. Now, I don't think that's a sure thing at all. I think a lot can happen from now until the following November. And it's not clear to me that either Hillary Clinton or, for that matter, Jeb Bush will get the nomination. Right now, though, the smart, so-called smart money is on those two candidates because they have a fairly large base of support. And even though Jeb Bush has a much rougher road to get the nomination, if he truly does have, and I believe he does, a lot of the big money tied up, that means he can get his message out. And that's very, very important because most people simply don't pay attention to politics until days before the primary in their state, and really don't pay much attention in the general election to maybe a week or two out. The people that have the most money have a decided advantage as long as their base comes out and as long as their message resonates with their voter base. Now, before I get into what Hillary said, and I will play a clip, I think she did this for the exact reason I said. She wanted to position herself, so it's very difficult for anybody to have a more, let's say, generous position towards illegal immigration in this country. She wants to provide them a pathway to citizenship. But before I get into my comments on it, I want you to hear the clip, and it's only about a minute 25 seconds. So let me go ahead and play it for you, and you decide, is this the person you want to be the next president of the United States?
We claim that we are for families. We have to pull together, and resolve the outstanding issues around our broken immigration system. The American people support comprehensive immigration reform, not just because it's the right thing to do, and it is, but because they know it strengthens families, strengthens our economy, and strengthens our country. That's why we can't wait any longer. We can't wait any longer for a path to full and equal citizenship. Now, this is where I differ with everybody on the Republican side. Make no mistakes. Today, not a single Republican candidate, announced or potential, is clearly and consistently supporting a path to citizenship. Not one. When they talk about legal status, that is code for second-class status. So I will fight for comprehensive immigration reform and a path to citizenship for you and for your families across our country. I will fight to stop partisan attacks on the executive actions that would put Dreamers, including those with us today, at risk of deportation. And if Congress continues to refuse to act, as president, I would do everything possible under the law to go even further.
Now, I want to unpack or parse her whole statement because, besides being misleading, it has a number of lies in it. But let me address the biggest lie. The American people, and when I say American people here, I'm talking about American citizens. And there's been dozens of polls over the years. This is nothing new. And there was a recent Rasmussen poll on this same subject. Do not support a pathway to citizenship for illegal aliens. And I want to emphasize it's illegal aliens. Now, why? We already have a pathway to citizenship for people that take the legal way and apply. And that usually requires years and some money to do it. It takes time and money. And you may or may not be aware, because a lot of Americans think that the number of legal immigrants in this country are several hundred thousand. No, they're over a million legal immigrants get green cards and ultimately become citizens. A million per year. The American people did not ask for a million. As a matter of fact, if you had a national conversation and made people aware of the numbers, what you would find is most Americans would say that's too many. And I'm talking just legal. Forget about, set aside for a minute that Hillary Clinton is talking about illegal aliens, so-called undocumented workers. The point I'm trying to say is the American people want immigration law enforced. And what does that mean? That means people that are broken into our country, that are here illegally, and then go on to commit another crime, namely purchase documents, most of them are fraudulent documents, that are necessary for them to get a job, and then go get a job, or they're committing at least three crimes, some many more. Because you can't work in this country, or for that matter, any other country in the world, unless you have, quote, legal status. In other words, you have the status to be able to work. And if you enter this country illegally, you don't have that status. Now, that doesn't stop anybody, and I'll get into the numbers in a minute. So the first point is we already have a pathway to citizenship if you want to come to this country legally, and that's what the majority of the American people support. What they don't support is to provide either legal status, or for that matter, a pathway to citizenship or citizenship for those that have come here illegally. And the majorities are over 50, 60, in some cases 70%. It's not a minority. The only people that support Hillary Clinton, and it's about 30% of the voters, are largely Democrats. Largely Democrats. You see, I need to touch on this first. The Democratic Party's plan is this. They want open borders, and they want as many illegal aliens to flood into the United States because they have made the political calculation that they will, once these people become citizens, anywhere from 2/3 to 3/4 of these illegal aliens ultimately will become Democrats, will register as Democrats, and over a period of 5 to 10 years, it will totally swing the balance of power towards the Democratic Party, where they will become a single party, a dominant party, for decades. That's the plan. That's why they keep pressing. And if you'll notice on Hillary Clinton's statement, she's trying to rush this. It has to be done. We got to do this now. Now, that's a tactic or technique, but what's the rush? What is the rush? It's only a rush if you want to get them as voters. We have an effort right now by the Department of Homeland Security sending out letters encouraging people that already have green cards to accelerate their efforts to become citizens so they can vote in the 2016 election. So the long-range plan of the Democratic Party is the more the merrier. Now I need to give a little background before I go into other aspects of her statement. And I do this every time I discuss immigration. You need to first break it down into legal immigration and illegal. If you ask most Americans how many people should be allowed to come to the country legally each year, you're going to get a range of estimates. Most will say in the hundreds of thousands, 100,000, 200,000, 300,000, occasionally even 500,000. Very, very few people will say a million. Very few. But what is happening in Congress today? There is a move by mainly Democrats, but also some Republicans, to increase the legal immigration from over a million per year to 2 million and then 3 million. And there's a reason for that, and you'll see it in a minute. So you got to look at both legal and illegal immigration. I start with legal immigration for this reason. I'm for legal immigration, as is the majority of the American people. The only difference we have amongst the American people is how many per year. And I've said it in past shows, I would tie that number to the unemployment rate, where the unemployment rate is above 6%, the maximum I would allow in any year is 250,000. And that, ladies and gentlemen, from the beginning of our country until 1970, was the average number of immigrants that came to the country, approximately 250,000. And most, I would say not all, but most Americans would agree with that. Have no problem with that. And remember, I'm tying it to the unemployment rate, the so-called U3 rate, the official unemployment rate that the Department of Labor publishes every week. Now, if the unemployment rate should fall below 6%, if it should go down, for example, to near full employment levels at 3%, then at 3%, the maximum would be double that number, in other words, 500,000. So there would be a sliding scale. And the reason I do that is because I believe the American people, the people that were born, raised, educated here, should come first. In other words, there should be very few Americans unemployed that have to compete against both legal and illegal immigrants. We should have near full employment rates for the American people. We don't have it. We're at 5.5%. 5.5%. The trend is down, but it understates it, because what has happened is historically the labor participation rate over time has gradually increased from the high 50% to 66 to 67%. And the reason is it has increased over the decades is more and more women entered the labor force in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and even now. Under normal economic conditions, near full employment conditions, you should see about 2/3 or above of the people that could work actually working or participating in the labor force. Ladies and gentlemen, it's under 63%. And that's the problem. You have literally 20 to 30 million Americans that either not working or are working part-time. Many of them are also discouraged. They're not even looking for a job. See, what you want is a low, very low unemployment rate. And you'll get a debate amongst economists, but most will say between 3 and 4%. and you want a high labor participation rate, for example, between 66 and 67%. We're nowhere near that. My estimates were anywhere from 6 to 10 years before we'll ever get there, if we ever get back to it. And the reason why I'm pessimistic, we have both political parties, Democrats and Republicans, unfortunately, are encouraging illegal immigration into this country. So I think a fair summary is this. The American people are for immigration, as am I, but it's legal immigration. We have a system in place, and you apply, and you have to meet certain requirements. It does take time. It does take a certain amount of money to apply. And if you're patient, eventually you can become an American. But let me say this. You literally have tens of millions of people that want to become American citizens. Tens of millions. And we can simply cannot accommodate all those people. No country can. We are the most generous nation in really the history of the world in terms of encouraging immigration. That's simply a fact. We're generous people. That's why we have a very generous legal system. But keep in mind, the American people were not demanding that the numbers be increased from 250,000, which they were for over a century and a half, to over a million, which they are today. Congress increased that rate in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, step by step by step. No one was pounding the table. The American people weren't asking for that legal number to be increased, but Congress did it. So don't get mad at immigrants. I'm not mad at immigrants. The problem, ladies and gentlemen, is both political parties are simply ignoring the will of the American people. And the Democratic Party sees this as a way to keep their power. Now, they've taken dramatic hits in both the 2010 election and the 2014 election in terms of states. The Republicans have captured the House and the Senate in about 30 states, as well as the governorship. Yes, Obama won two terms. I'm seriously doubtful if he could run for a third term, he would get it. For the simple reason, people now have figured him out. He's a liar, and the American people don't trust liars. And they deeply resent what he's doing in terms of illegal immigration. The first major reply to Hillary Clinton is we have a pathway to citizenship. It's called legal immigration. You see, what Hillary Clinton wants is open borders, and all the illegal aliens that are currently here have a pathway to citizenship. It used to be called amnesty. Now, why does she want that? Now, the numbers you're going to hear, and you hear it from Democrats, and unfortunately, you also hear it from most Republicans, is there between 11 and 12 million illegal aliens here? I wish that number were true. I truly do. But it isn't. It's another big lie. Because they don't want to frighten the American people. And you should be frightened, especially if you're unemployed or having difficulty finding a job. Now, why do I say that? For over the last 15 years, what has been happening? It's been gradual but relentless. You had people either flying into the United States, coming to the United States legally with a visa, primarily businesses, tourists, students, and then overstaying their visa and now living and working in the country. That has been going on for over 15 years. That is one part of the problem. People overstaying their visas. They come here legally, and when they don't return to their country of origin and continue to live here and work here, at that point, they're violating the law, they've committed crimes, and they should be deported. That is the law. If you break our immigration laws, what happens? You should and are deported if the laws are enforced by the government. The problem is they're not enforcing the laws. And that is what the American people want. That's part of the problem. Now, a bigger part of the problem is people crossing the U.S.-Mexican border. And they do it every day. And if you talk to the U.S. Border Patrol, and people have over time, what you'll hear is this. For every one we apprehend, in other words, we catch, and most of them are either going under the fence, through the fence, over the fence, if there's a fence. The U.S. border, for every one they capture, conservatively 3 to 5 are not captured. They get away. And what happens is they go primarily to about a dozen states, and Texas is one of them, and they go to various so-called sanctuary cities, and Dallas is one of them, and they work there. They live and work there. Now, many are male, young males, and many are doing manual labor. Most of them can't speak English. Many of them are even illiterate in Spanish. They can't read or write. They can speak it. And their primary motivation for coming here is work. Work. Now, I respect people that want to come here to work, but the problem is they're not doing it legally. They have broken into the country. They don't have passports. They didn't present their passport with a visa at a entry point. They snuck into the country. I say they broke into the country. And that's a misdemeanor the first time you do it. And if you do it more than two times, it's a felony. But that's just their first crime. Their second crime, because they want to work here, they purchase fraudulent documents that enables them to provide some paperwork so you have employers that will hire them. Don't look closely at the paperwork. And that's an important point here. Yes, the Democratic Party sees the advantages to them of encouraging illegal immigration. And the Democratic Party is doing it under the leadership of Barack Obama. And it will continue, as if you listen to that clip, under Hillary Clinton. It's all about power. The Democrats are following the lead of Lenin, the first Soviet leader, who made it very clear your first obligation is to keep power. And that's what they're about, keeping power. And they know they need these illegal aliens. Hillary refers to them as undocumented workers, as future Democratic Party voters. That's why she wants a pathway to citizenship for illegal, and I'm emphasizing that, illegal aliens. They don't like the term illegal aliens, so they call them undocumented workers. They're here illegally. They're committing a crime. And if the federal government was enforcing the law, they would be deported. That's the law. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what the vast majority of American people want done. They don't want comprehensive immigration reform. They want immigration law enforced. In other words, deport the illegal aliens. I don't care how long they're here, because some will say, well, if they've been here a long time, excuse me, if they've been here a long time, they've been repeatedly breaking the law for a long time. Every day they work here, they're in violation of U.S. law. They don't have legal status to work. It's not hard to understand. Go to any other country, and if you don't have legal status, you can't work. And other countries will enforce their immigration laws, starting with Mexico. Try to be American working in Mexico and not have legal status. You'll end up in jail real quick. And that's the common situation. It's difficult for many, many countries to even go to the country and work. They don't want immigration at all, legal or illegal, and they enforce their laws. What we're not doing is enforcing our immigration law. That used to be, at one time, that was not the case. We enforce the law, not anymore. And I need to quickly say, this started under George W. Bush. It really did. Now, let me work the numbers out. It's not 11 or 12, and bear with me if you're listen to the past shows, because I always need to go over this. So if you talk to the people at the in the U.S. Border Patrol that supervises, they'll say for every one they captured, three to five get away. Now, of those three to five, on average, one will return. They'll go back across the border. So for any one that they apprehend, three to four stay and work in this country. Now, the key is this. How many apprehensions per year has the U.S. Border Patrol made in the past? Now, the number is going to bounce around, but it was around, a good average was about a million. Some years it was less, many years it was a lot higher. However, once President Obama got elected, there have been fewer and fewer and fewer apprehensions. That's a matter of policy. In other words, they really don't want vigorous enforcement of the immigration laws. So the way to come up with the number is this. About 1 million on average are coming here illegally and are apprehended. In other words, they're detained. They're caught at the border or near the border. That means every year, 3 to 4 million make it to a sanctuary cities, whether it's Dallas, Los Angeles, Phoenix, New York City, Seattle. It's all over the country. It's primarily about 12 states. Now, if you multiply by 15 years, you're going to get a big number. I ballpark it. There's somewhere between 30 million to 50 million minimum illegal aliens in this country. It could be a lot higher because we have an unknown here how many actually go home. And usually it's about a third. For whatever reason, they don't like it. They can't learn the language. They can't adapt. So they're homesick and they go home, wherever their home is. The important point is this, and why you need to be concerned. These 30 to 50 million illegal aliens, and that's technically what they are. That's the term, and it's not a new term. It's been in the law for decades. Should be deported and are not being deported. Because why the U.S. Border Patrol is enforcing immigration law to some extent along the U.S. border, they are not responsible for enforcement internally. In other words, in the interior of the country. That is the responsibility of the Department of Homeland Security, ICE, Immigration, Customs, and Immigration Enforcement Agency. And the reason why they don't enforce it, they simply don't have the resources. You obviously need officers to go out and apprehend these people. You need investigators as well as prosecutors to take them to court, and you need judges to actually issue the order to deport them. And as that is where you have one of the major breakdowns is interior enforcement. And the way it's been summarized by many people is once you cross the border and make it to a sanctuary city, you're home free. Your probability of being deported is slim and none. And what has happened over time, it didn't happen overnight, and it started under a Republican president, and it's gotten actually worse under a Democratic president, and if Hillary Clinton is elected, it'll get a lot worse, is tens of millions of illegal aliens are flooding into the United States. And their primary reason for doing it is to work. Who do they compete with? Who do they compete with? They compete with American citizens, your sons and daughters, or if you're working, they compete with you. Now, I'll be the first one to say that the vast majority of jobs that the illegal aliens perform are manual labor. That's construction, that's maintenance, janitors, gardeners, meat packers, picking crops during harvest time. That's what they do. I live in an apartment complex, and I know there are several people that are working there doing maintenance, picking up the garbage on the outside, as well as doing the gardening. They're all illegals. Few, if any, can speak a word of English. And this has been going on for 15 years. So the word spreads. You want to get a job? Go to the United States. There are jobs for people that want to work below the minimum wage. You better believe it. And there are employers that will take advantage of these people. But who truly is being taken advantage of? It's the American citizens, the American workers. They're the ones that are being hurt. Because all of these jobs, both now and in the past and really into the future, are also performed by American citizens. What we've had is an increase of the labor supply of somewhere between 30 to 50 million in the last 15 years. And all of those are now competing with American citizens. That is where the priority should be, not the inordinate concern that the Democratic Party has for illegal aliens. Now, note the rhetorical trick of Hillary Clinton. These people are families. Yes, they are families. Because many of them bring their wives and their children. And guess where they go to school? Yes, in your local schools. And many of them also collect welfare. And I know some of you are going to say, they can't do that. Well, they're not supposed to work here, but they're doing it. They've broken in the country. They got illegal documents, fraudulent documents. They don't have legal status, but they're working. They're working on this campus. I'm sitting in a studio at a, used to be called junior college, now they're community college. I have watched buildings being built on this campus with illegal aliens. And they continue to work here, largely as either janitors or gardeners. And that's a fact. That's not a lie. That's just the truth. And there's no point calling ICE to report them because they're not going to come out. That's the problem. Immigration law is not being forced. Now, Hillary mentions the fact, well, our system is broken. Yes, it is broken. Who broke it? George W. Bush and Barack Obama. They deliberately violated their oath of office, betrayed their oath of office, and are now illegally making work permits available to illegal aliens that by the law should be deported. They shouldn't be getting a work permit, and they certainly shouldn't be given a green card. And I've heard this both from Obama as well as Hillary Clinton and also other Republicans. Our immigration system is broken and we need to fix it. No, we have an immigration system that works fine if, one, you fund it and provide the resources to enforce the law. And if you don't, guess what? It doesn't work. Who broke it? Republicans and Democrats broke it. The American people are demanding, and you see it in poll after poll after poll, that our immigration laws be enforced, which means deport the tens of millions of illegal aliens that are here. And if you did that, what would happen? The 20 to 30 million Americans that are looking for jobs, permanent full-time jobs, would find those jobs. In other words, we would be at near full employment rates with high labor participation rates, and businesses would have to pay more money. You see, the people that are being hurt, the people that are being ignored, are the American people. So if you ask me, should I vote for a Democrat such as Hillary Clinton? I say absolutely not. If you're a black and would like to get a job, you don't vote for a Democrat and you don't vote for Hillary Clinton. Because if you do, she is going to be handing out work permits and green cards to the illegal aliens so they can get citizenship. And once they have it, you've lost all hope. That's the simple truth, the hard truth. The blacks and Hispanics that are here legally, that are American citizens, better wake up. You are being sold out by the Democratic Party, by Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. You're being sold a bill of goods, and you basically have been told to shut up, support us, and we'll give you some welfare. You can be dependent on the government. And some of you think that's a good deal. I don't. What I want is a prosperous United States where everyone that wants to work can find a good paying job with benefits. And what is stopping that? Open borders. In other words, we continue to have a flood, an invasion by illegal aliens into this country. And that's why we have such high unemployment rates, persistently high unemployment rates, and a stagnating economy. You see, employers can do one or two things. Some of them will take the easy way and go for the cheap labor. And many businesses, especially large businesses, they take that route. They're looking for cheap, compliant labor, and illegal immigration is the primary source. Another approach is to invest capital in their businesses and make the workers more productive. And when workers are more productive, what happens? Their wages go up. Let me point out the glaring consistency here. The Democrats want to make a big issue of income equality, but they're causing income equality by increasing the labor supply by tens of millions of illegal aliens. And it's somewhere between 30 and 50 million. You're being shafted. If you're just starting on a career or trying to start a career You're either a high school or college graduate, or let's say even if you dropped out, you have a limited skill set, limited experience. Now, who are you competing with? The 30 to 50 million that are already here, and that will continue because it's not enough to just secure the borders. And I need to emphasize this. You have a lot of Republicans that one of the first things out of their mouths is that we have to secure the border. And I agree, you got to stop this flood. It's like a broken pipe in your home and it's flooding your home. The first thing you got to do before you clean it up is to stop the leak. So you have to stop the flood of illegal aliens coming into this country, either legally by visa and overstaying or crossing the U.S.-Mexican border. But while you're doing that, you also have to enforce immigration law within the country by prosecuting businesses that are hiring these illegals. Because if you did that, if you vigorously enforce immigration law and went after these employers, small, medium, and large, what would happen fairly quickly? They would stop hiring these illegal aliens. That's the so-called magnet that is attracting illegal aliens. It's part of the magnet. So when we turn off that magnet, guess what? The word goes out, I can't find a job in the United States anymore because employers won't hire me. So the key thing is this. It's not enough just to enforce immigration law at the U.S. border. You have to enforce immigration law in the interior of the country. If you do both, over time you will control the flow. And many of the people that are here today illegally will return to their country because they can't find a job. Now, the other problem is this. Across this country, including Texas, including Dallas, many of these illegal aliens have brought their children. And they're now in our schools, and they're a burden to our hospital. They go to the emergency room. It is costing taxpayers billions of dollars of educating their children. So that's another attraction. I can come to the United States and my children can get educated and I can go to the hospital emergency room if I have a medical problem. So why the primary motivation is to work in the United States, the other motivation is they can school their children. Now I'm glad Hillary Clinton has made this what I call a wedge issue, because she's correct. The Republicans are not for a pathway to citizenship for illegal aliens. They're playing word games, though. They want illegal aliens to have legal status. Legal status means you can live and work here. And they're also trying to increase legal immigration from 1 million to 2 million to 3 million. The Republicans are not any better. They're talking out of both sides of their mouth. Here's the danger. And here is why I'm waiting for some candidate, and it'd probably be a Republican, to say, I want immigration law enforced both at the border and internally by going after businesses that are employing these illegals. Because if that person got elected, and I think they would, but they're going to have to make the message clear and unambiguous, it would stop the flood, the invasion that we've had for the last 15 years. That takes courage, and that's the problem, because many of these Republicans go along to get along, and they know that the Republican Party leadership, the establishment in this country, is all behind open borders. They know the American people want the immigration laws enforced, and they're not willing to do that. So the Republican candidate that truly means to enforce immigration law and can get his message out as to what he would do would get my vote and get the majority of the Americans to vote for him. He has to be articulate. He has to explain what I just explained, that you are being sold out by not only the Democratic Party, but also the Republican Party. And the reason the Republican Party leadership does this, not hard to understand, is campaign contributions. That's why they're selling out the American people. It's so they can get reelected. And their businesses and organizations, associations that support open borders. So you need to look at both the illegal immigration side as well as the legal immigration side, because both parties are playing games. They're trying to deceive you. They're lying to you. They're deceiving you. And the American people know it. They resent it. And if a candidate will step up to the plate and make it clear that he wants not only the border to be secure to stop the illegal flow, but also to reverse that flow or invasion by enforcing immigration laws in every city, county, state in this country. And that's the only way you're going to stop it. You see, I remember in 1986 when President Reagan agreed to amnesty. Then we were going to have maybe 1 million. It turned out to nearly 3 million were granted amnesty. But part of the so-called agreement was we were going to enforce the borders, and this will be the last time that we'll have to deal with it. The problem, ladies and gentlemen, the borders were not secured. The borders were not secured, because if they had been, I wouldn't be talking about this. And we wouldn't have somewhere between 30 to 50 million illegal aliens currently in the country. And if they don't truly address this issue, in the next 15 to 20 years, we'll have another 30 to 50 million. It's politics, and we have both political parties selling out the American people. Now, I don't have time to go into my second story, namely the National Security Agency and the whether or not the U.S. Patriot Act is going to be renewed. I'll cover that in my next show. So at least I'm thankful that Hillary Clinton is now to the left of Barack Obama and Jeb Bush, but she is exposed. Yes, she'll get her base. What she won't get is elected President of the United States if she gets the nomination. For a couple of reasons, the American people don't trust her. But more important, this is very much a wedge issue, and it's on the mind of the American people. The American people overwhelmingly, by vast majorities, want immigration law enforced. They are for the rule of law, and they want immigration law enforced, and they're not going to elect anybody or vote for anybody that says they're for comprehensive immigration reform, because that is a code word for giving citizenship to illegal aliens. Don't fall for this nonsense about families. Have the illegal aliens take their families and go home so the American family can be stronger and the American people can be working and we have low unemployment rates. And it starts with enforcing the law. With that, I thank you for listening. And now my favorite song, America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College.